Chris Murphy, Trump White House ballroom construction absolutely illegal. By Pam Key on October 21, 2025. Tuesday on MSNBC's All In, Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, said President Donald Trump's decision to tear down a portion of the existing East Wing to make room for the ballroom was absolutely illegal. Host Chris Hayes said, in the grand scheme of everything that is being done, and particularly in the context of these, what appear to all the world to me, like extrajudicial killings, though the knocking down the East Wing is not like anywhere near as morally significant. But I wonder if you had the same, I just have encountered for myself and other people. There was really something visceral about those images that landed. I wonder if you or other colleagues or other people you're talking to have had that same reaction. Murphy said, well, listen, there's a lot of history that has taken place in the East Wing. And it was just destroyed without any conversation in the American public, without any consent of Congress. It was absolutely illegal. And yeah, that visual is powerful because you are essentially watching the destruction of the rule of law happen as those walls come down. It is just a symbol about how cavalier he is about every single day acting in new and illegal ways. That's the story with the killings in the Caribbean as well. The president just doesn't believe that any law applies to him. That he can destroy federal property, that he can steal from American citizens, that he can kill with impunity, that he can throw anyone in jail. We are not living in a functional democracy any longer. It's not too late to save it, but it is just important to acknowledge that we aren't on the precipice of losing our democracy. We are losing it every single day. We are not a functional nation with a rule of law any longer. And those toppled walls in the East Wing are a pretty stark reminder of that. Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.